So let us see how our ERP is getting classified and what are the different classifications that are there. Basically, we have discussed, we are going to have three different classifications, tier 1, tier 2 and tier 3. Selection of the ERP. So, and when we are discussing about these multiple tiers, let us also discuss how we select a specific ERP solution. It is purely dependent on the organization, its size and scale of business, and the need for the entire new requirement that has come into picture. What is the IT budget you are having and what is going to be long-term business plans? That is, you cannot have a single ERP solution irrespective of whatever is going to be the size. Like we mentioned, a small shop, even though he is in retail, and DMart or Reliance is going to be different. You cannot have the same solution for both the places. So let us see how exactly we are classifying the ERP. Tier 1, multinational, multi-site, multi-regional, multi-location, large enterprises with complex business architecture and well-established mature IT systems in place since decades. So they are people who are stalwarts of the entire business, and they are there in for multiple years together. So that tier 1 ERP solution is basically SAP and Oracle. These are the best suitable ERP solutions for tier 1 people. Revenues are typically measured in billions. Obviously, when you are going to be there in business for multiple decades and you are multinational, it is going to be in billions. Yeah, tier 1 ERP solution is built with complexity of process in mind. So obviously, your processes are going to be more complex in a tier 1 case. So this is getting built based, keeping this into consideration. Tier 1 ERP solutions generally take a long time to implement and are equipped with a wealth of features at a pretty high price. So the implementation time is going to be on the higher side, and the features that are going to be there also are going to be on the bigger thing, and it is price is also going to be on the higher side. Clearly, there are only two vendors or ERP suites in this category as of now. They are SAP and Oracle, JD Edwards and PeopleSoft. Tier 2 ERPs, a step down in complexity and cost from Tier 1. Tier 2, large or mid-sized companies, but with limited sites or group companies and typically with operations only in one geography. So maybe they are in a specific geography only will be there. Maybe like in India, they may be there and not in other countries. So they are large and mid-sized, but may not be there having presence in other places. These ERP systems fit well with mid-sized companies with mostly single location and multiple divisions or multiple locations in the same region. However, Tier 2 are by no means a market for the taking. All Tier 1 players have consistently tried to tailor their offerings to gain foothold in this market space, and Tier 3 ISVs have tried to gain upward mobility. This is a big market. So Tier 2 is a bigger market, and they are having more market than the Tier 1. And Tier 3 always are trying to come to Tier 2. They are in multiple places, multiple company, multiple locations in a single geography are there. The risk for a Tier 2 ERP system is that it is more virtualized, and the smaller would be the ISV, the greater the chances of financial instability and hence vulnerability to mergers, acquisition and product support failures. So basically in Tier 2, the risk is going to be that there could be multiple mergers that will be happening, and product support is going to be a difficult task. It's absolutely essential to check the long-standing and financial stability of Tier 2 ERP vendors before making a buy decision. So before taking a buy decision, there could be a possibility that the ERP vendor who is there selling this particular Tier 2 maybe merge with some other solution, or the product can be is not going to be supported for a longer period. So this kind of risk is there when you are going for Tier 2 ERP solution. Some of the examples of Tier 2 are Microsoft Dynamics 365, Marshall, IFS, MFG Pro, Lawson, NetSuite and Zoho One. Tier 3 and Tier 4. So next comes what are the smaller companies who are having an ERP solution, who are delivering ERP solutions. Small companies with single site operations, even startups. There are many ERPs and so-called ERPs that are available. To name a few well-established Tier 3 ERP products are Acumatica, Exact Americas, Global Shop Solutions. So these are some of the Tier 3 products that are there. Another classification would be on the basis of industry verticals on their line of business. So another way of doing a classification is based on the line of business and industry verticals. A snapshot of such industry vertical specific for which we have ERP products are discrete manufacturing, distribution industry, food and beverage products, retail, wholesale and retail trade, real estate. Based on this particular industries also, the classification happens. Micro vertical or industry specific ERPs typically have their main modules covering the core industry functionality with other modules covering the entire gamut of business functions that an enterprise will typically require. So these are micro vertical or industry specific ERPs and based on the specific business function that an enterprise requires. Apart from the core business process, most functions of a company are also addressed in the ERPs. In that ERPs, particularly from the big players such as SAP and Oracle, have become complete enterprise solutions. So what happens here in tier 3 and tier 4 is that the core, apart from the core business process, other functions are also taken into consideration. And some cases they take it from SAP and Oracle also. So some of the additional functions covered in an ERP bundling are manufacturing execution system, MES, or plant automation, which are again multiplied into plant automation, manufacturing management, production planning, quality management, reports, risk management, scheduling and shop floor control, time and expense management. So these are the additional functions that are involved in the manufacturing kind of ERP. Inventory management and control, item configurator, purchasing management are things which are related to inventory. E-commerce, logistics and distribution management, demand-based replenishment are again this part of management manufacturing industry. Maintenance management. Some of the other things that are getting included in ERP are portfolio management, customer service and support, data mining, fixed assets, fleet management, health and safety, project management, workflow manager and versioning control. This is again part of your project management also. Current generation of ERPs have built-in options of cloud and have features such as IoT, analytics and data visualization tools, manufacturing execution systems, Salesforce, AI, etc. AI, ML, all these particular things are in the current generation, all these particular things are covered. And system, now we had gone ahead from the data center model to the cloud center model. So in which case, now there is no need of a hardware requirement by the bank itself and entire thing will be in the cloud, to the enterprise itself and entire thing will be there in the cloud itself. So ERP architectures, applications are most commonly deployed in a distributed and often widely dispersed manner. So applications are distributed. While the servers may be centralized, the clients are usually spread to multiple locations throughout the enterprise. So it will happen that clients are going to be there with multiple locations and multiple time zones also. So which means that the enterprise solution should be working 24/7. Generally, there are three functional areas of responsibility that is distributed among the servers and the clients. First, there is a database component, the central repository for all of the data that is transferred to and from the client. So database component is going to be centralized and the data is getting transferred between server and the clients using secured protocols. Two-tier implementation architecture. In typical two-tier architecture, so let us find out how a two-tier implementation architecture is getting implemented. In typical two-tier architecture, the server handles both application and database duties. So what will happen is that there is going to be a single component which handles application and database also. The clients are responsible for presenting the data and passing the user input back to the server. So there will be clients will be there, which means that there will be multiple clients who will be sitting and working on this particular thing. And from here, the user input back to the server is happening from into to and fro of data happens between the client and the application, and application communicates with the database. So in the three-tier architecture, what will happen is that the database and application functions are separated. In apart from this particular thing, there will be another component that will be coming into, which is nothing but the web component. The web component will be connecting with the client can be anywhere in the entire solution. This is very typical of large production ERP deployments. The application server then creates a second connection to the database server. So in two tier, what we had seen is that there is going to be a web tier, and from web tier it is coming to app tier, and from app server it is going to database server. In the same app server and database server are going to be the same. So in no way web server will be connecting to the database server directly. Web server to app server, and app server and database server will be same. In a three tier, what will happen is that web tier, app tier, and database tier. And there is an end tier also that has come, where there could be multiple people can be connected from multiple places to a single web server. Typical current generation ERP is an end tier architecture and would include central relational database, client server, three tier. It can be a GUI, graphical user interface, or web interface, which is nothing but it is siloed in web server. Application server, there could be multiple application servers can be there. Database server, one single location will be there. ERP component oriented towards common identifiable business models. So ERP component can be there in this particular thing. And multiple interfaces and integratable modules like CRM, SCM, PLM. These are add-ons and integrated modules. Relational database tables. This is very important for any kind of report generation from the system. So all these are the database tables are relational to each other, and transaction wise and master wise reports can be generated from this particular solution. So what are the things that has to be considered while you are going to purchase an ERP? So an enterprise resource planning system is a series of software applications or modules that collects data from your sales, purchasing, and finance, inventory, supply chain, manufacturing, and quality functions into a common database so that your company can share the information, coordinate activities, and collaborate. So how they start evaluating an ERP? When you are having a requirement for you to go to a new solution or new software, the team will be going and discussing with multiple people and take their requirements and what is that their vision for the future. This is what they'll be looking for, and accordingly a ERP has to be decided. If you're looking for your first ERP system or looking for upgrade from an existing system, the evaluation, selection, and implementation process is a long-term strategic decision for your organization. Like we said earlier, that should be a decision based done by the organization with a strategic thing consideration in mind, including the competition. If competition has crossed a lot of steps, and if we are having a backdated ERP, that is also a challenge. Because competition will be very challenging then. To help you through this process, here are right simple steps for a successful ERP system solution. So how you will select a specific ERP system, we'll look into this particular thing now. Evaluation of a system. This will be the first step you will be taking when you're going for a new ERP system. Form an evaluation committee that includes top management, functional experts, and end users from the different departments within your company. This may include the final end customer also. Say, example, you are in a bank, and you are going to decide on an ERP system. You can, along with the functional and technical experts who are going to be involved in the committee, you can have an end customer also in your committee so that you can visualize what exactly is the expectation from the customer. Make an assessment. Assess your existing business process and the scale of your operation so you can determine that's what's being done well. Identify the gaps or key challenges that can be solved with the help of an ERP system. So what exactly is the current challenge as we written? What exactly is the expected system? What is the to be system that has to be considered? Based on that, the assessment has to be made for the proper ERP solution. Establish criteria. Develop your selection criteria to evaluate the available solutions. Criteria can include features, price, platform, and anything else your committee can think of. So one more important thing which we have to consider here is that what is the product level? What exactly is your company level? How much is going to be this, product is going to cover your requirement? How much is going to be your customization? How much is going to be how much is going to be your customization? How much is the product directly delivering now? And how much is going to be the time that is going to be required for deployment of this particular thing? And how much is the industry growing fast? Based on all this particular thing, you have to have your ERP getting selected. Group the criteria according to importance of the business. Very important, important, less important. Assign a score to each to make the evaluation easier. Here are some sample example criteria. Industry expertise, total cost of ownership, multi-site operation support, and customer support, which is very important. We have to find out how much is going to be the customer support, how much is going to be the company, what is the strength of the company. So yeah, from where you are going to purchase the ERP solution. Arrange a 10-minute phone consultation with both the sales representative and product expert from as many in different ERP vendors as possible. So you should not be dependent on only one ERP. You have to consider all the ERP vendors. You should have multiple rounds of consultations with these particular people, starting with a 10-minute phone consultation with sales representative and product expert. Create a shortlist. Once you identified some of the ERP solutions which can be selected as the ERP vendor for you, shortlist particular vendors. You should ideally shortlist 3 to 5 ERP solutions that best meet your business needs and rank them on 3 major parameters: fit, cost, and post-sale service. Your discovery calls will have helped you eliminate the solutions which are poor fit. So this discovery call which we had around step 4 ensures that you are having a proper shortlist which will be having 3 to 5 ERP solutions. Make contact. Contact the vendors of your shortlisted ERP systems to arrange presentations and product demonstrations. So next step is that you have to go for presentations and product demonstration. You have to see. Prepare questions that address your concerns. How each vendor responds to will help you determine the best fit for your company. So based on the question, whatever we had decided earlier, step 7 contains the questions which are going to have for the people, the shortlisted vendors. 3 or 5, you got that's based on your organization. You have decided that these are going to be the possible ERP vendors. So now you should have a questionnaire to them by which you should be in a position to decide which is going to be your right fit for your company. Check vendor references. Next step comes that you had decided questions has been answered by the vendors. Now you have to decide which has been chosen. How you will be choosing? By checking the vendor references. You will be going and consulting with the specific companies where this ERP system has been implemented. Find out if the system is working as expected and what exactly the new customer likes or dislikes about the ERP solution. If there are issues, then determine how the vendor resolved them. So obviously, if any system, there could be some issues, and how the issue has been resolved by the vendor. How exactly has done, how much time it has taken to resolve this particular issue, how much time the customer got affected by this issue. All these particular things be considered before taking a call. So let us look at SAP and Oracle, which are tier 1 ERPs. In most purchase scenarios, the ERP vendor teams generally tend to give you a presentation of what they want to sell to you rather than what you require from the solution. So we have to be more focused and more clear about what is your requirement rather than what exactly they want to sell. It is in the buyer's best interest to have an understanding beyond what is capitalized by you to you by the vendor. So vendor may be showing some some green path to you. You have to actually see whether whatever vendor is showing is actually green or not. This will enable you to seek out the best options and configurations that best fit your need. So let us go through a SAP. Let us go through some of the applications. Okay, such application is SAP, which is the top leader and world leader in ERPs with more than 40 years of experience. They are into this particular ERP system for more than 40 years. And they have around 50,000 customers in their hand. Okay, so SAP's market leading ERP system software is a proven, trusted foundation that comes with implementation amongst world's largest organizations as well as small and mid-sized companies in 25 different industries. SAP ERP leverages role-based access to critical data, applications and analytical tools and streamline your process across procurement, manufacturing, service, sales, finance and HR. So multiple departments can be onboarded in SAP and multiple roles can be created and access can be controlled based on the role. And critical data applications can be stored in the solution. Analytical tools is very important for the MS purposes. This can be easily configurable in SAP. So SAP ERP claims to provide integrated, fast and flexible business process, and thereby increases the business competitiveness. So obviously when you are in a business, competitiveness is more important to ensure that you are going to get the maximum footfalls in your organization. Accelerates time to market with individualized products and services. So when you are going to have a combined ERP, individualized product also is very important, and you are going to have the comfort of individualized solution as well as a centralized solution. Simplifies corporate structure, market channel and business scenario management. Provides improved corporate resource and asset utilization. Consolidate the foundation for the latest mobile cloud and in-memory technologies. So SAP is available in cloud also, as well as on-premises also. You, based on the ERP, based on your organization requirements, you can take a decision which one you are going to go with cloud or with your on-prem solutions. So these are the following is SAP's current product suites below. I'm just going through with the basic things like and what are the different tiers of SAP. Business applications, database technology, analytics, mobile, cloud. These are the five basic criteria based on which their applications are bifurcated. So the latest version of the SAP ERP is SAP HANA or SAP S/4HANA. It's a next generation ERP software designed to help businesses make faster and more informed decisions. SAP 4HANA has been built on SAP HANA in-memory platform, offers a range of features and capabilities that go beyond traditional ERP systems. So the features and capabilities of a 4HANA are much better than the traditional ERP solutions. So architecture of a SAP S/4HANA is built on a simplified data model that uses in-memory technology to store data. So the difference between the in-memory technology and the other technologies is a big difference. Okay, so in-memory, the data processing is going to be much faster, and real-time analysis can be done automatically, because it is not in the system will not fetch the data again and again. It has been built using a modular approach, which means that businesses can choose the modules they need to customize them as required. So if SAP 4HANA may have multiple modulars and the business requires only small item of the entire thing, this can be chosen by the ERP, by the customer, and customize them as required by them. The architecture is flexible, scalable and adaptable, which makes it ideal for businesses of all size. So it is scalable and adaptable also. So it can be decided by small business also can choose SAP, provided they are in a position to take back the cost. Offers a wide range of modules that cover all aspects of business. So multiple modules can be integrated, implemented. Some of the modules are finance, supply chain, procurement, manufacturing, sales, marketing, and human resources. These are designed to work together seamlessly, providing real-time insights into business operations. So business operations can be real-time, can be discussed, can be seen, and decision can be made. So SAP S/4HANA offers a range of key features that set it apart from the other ERPs. There are the range of key features that are setting it apart from the ERP. Other ERPs are real-time analysis. System users can, the customer can do a real-time analysis on the data and find out where they are lacking and where they are doing better than the other businesses. So these informed decisions can be taken based on the real-time analysis. Simplified data model. The model that has been set based on the entire thing is very simplified, and it reduces data redundancies and allows faster processing. Obviously, when your data redundancy is reduced, the processing is going to be much faster. Mobility is designed for mobile-friendly, and which means that users can access the system from anywhere using any device. It can no need that you have to be tied up with a laptop or a PC. It can be accessed using a device, mobile also. Some of the key features of a SAP 4HANA are: the system has a user-friendly interface that is easy to navigate and use. is designed to integrate with other SAP products as well as third-party systems, which is very important because there is no a single solution to handle the entire requirements of your any organization. Advanced planning and optimization. The system includes advanced planning and optimization features that help business optimize their operations, reduce costs. So you can have operations can be optimized based on the in Infora. Yeah, to continue with the advantages of SAP over other ERP solutions is it is scalable. The system's flexible architecture allows businesses to scale up or down as needed, which makes it ideal for business of all sizes. So as per the size of the business, they can do a scale up or scale down of the solution. Customization. The modular approach allows businesses to choose the modules they need and customize them as required, which ensures that the system meets their specific needs. When we are talking about customization, it is a like no code, low code scenario where there is no need of complex coding that needs to be written for customization. Most of the customization can be done using a front end GUI itself. Integration. The ability to integrate with other SAP products and third party systems ensures that the business can use the system in conjunction with their existing technology stack. There is no need for any system enterprise to change the entire solution. Instead, they can add a SAP wherever it is required and existing technology stack can be easily integrated. So SAP 4.7 is a next generation ERP system that offers a range of features and capabilities that go beyond traditional ERP systems. Like we hear whatever you have seen today now. The system's simplified data model, real-time analytics, mobility, user-friendly interface, integration capabilities, and advanced planning and optimization features make it an ideal choice for businesses looking to improve their operations and make faster, more informed decisions. With its flexible architecture and customizable modules, 4.7 can be tailored to meet the specific needs of businesses of all sizes. When you are talking about this particular thing, based on the enterprise requirement, the decision has to be made whether it is a SAP or Oracle or some other solution. So next comes Oracle. Let us look at the Oracle ERP solutions. So since Oracle Corporation was a database and tools company for a very long period of its history, its foray into application business started in a small way with the introduction of basic manufacturing ERP and a financial accounting system. So that's how the entire Oracle Corporation entered into ERP solutions with the manufacturing ERP and the financial accounting systems. So from there, Oracle Corporation was continuously doing a lot of acquisitions they were doing, and Oracle has bought into its table the most popular brands in ERP, financial accounting and other enterprise solution products. So with the benefit of acquisition, Oracle entered into ERP, and they are now, as of now, they are having multiple ERP solutions and financial accounting solutions. So for example, FlexCube was part of some other organization which has been taken care over by Oracle. FlexCube has been taken care of by Oracle now, which is nothing but a banking system, financial accounting system. So this suite of ERP, originally labeled as Oracle Applications, contains the following business functionalities, namely manufacturing, procurement management, SCM and logistics, financial management, value chain planning and execution, communication utilities, high-tech industries, transportation. These are some of the modules that are being covered in Oracle ERP solutions. These apart, they offer certain utility functions such as interaction center technologies, inbound and outbound telephony, scripting, email center, e-commerce gateway and XML gateway, web application, desktop integrator can be integrated with Oracle ERP, application administrator tools or iSetups and alerts. So the entire Oracle ERP has been named as Oracle eBusiness Suite, which we are going to discuss now. This consists of a collection of enterprise resource planning solutions, CRM, customer relationship management, and supply chain management solutions, computer application, developed or acquired by Oracle. These are either developed or acquired by Oracle. Mostly it is acquired only. Significant technologies incorporated into the applications include Oracle DB or DBMS engine, which is their stronghold, PLSQL, Java, .NET, HTML, and XML. On the technology stack, Oracle Forms Server Reports, Oracle Report Server, and Apache Web Server Oracle. These are the JInitiator and Sun Java. These are the things that are being used as a technology stack for Oracle e-Business Suite. Oracle makes available a fairly wide set of business applications within its bundled Oracle e-Business Suite listed as below. Which are the things that are being part of the Oracle e-Business bundle is are the things: asset life cycle management, asset tracking, property management, enterprise resource management planning, ERP, financial management, human capital management, procurement, Oracle advanced procurement, Oracle sourcing, product lifecycle management, supply chain management, supply chain planning, discrete manufacturing, process manufacturing, Oracle financial applications, and standard financial functions are Oracle assets, general ledger, payable, receivable, cash management. The key business process enabled by the financial applications include procure-to-pay business process flows, including involving activities such as procurement, purchasing, making payment to suppliers, and subsequent accounting. Order-to-cash business process flow involves activities such as customer orders, order fulfillment, receiving payment, and customers, and subsequent accounting. So, based on Oracle e-business application, e-business suite, customers can do all these functionalities in their business as part of key process. Oracle, some of the other key business process are Oracle portfolio, project portfolio management applications, Oracle project billing, project contracts, project costing, which are used for contracts and billing and costing, and Oracle daily business intelligence and Oracle project management, Oracle project portfolio analysis, Oracle project resource, and Oracle project CRM. CRM is a customer relationship management that is being used by, being provided by Oracle. Over and above all these particular products we had defined earlier, Oracle's bills of materials used for generating the bills of material from the warehouse itself or from the inventory itself. CRM for maintaining the customer relationship management. Business intelligence to provide analytics of what exactly has happened with an intelligence of how exactly the entire data is progressing, industry is progressing. Oracle order fulfillment, order to cash process, how much time it takes for order to become a cash. Purchasing, Oracle purchasing includes Oracle TMS, transportation, and G-Log, how the transportation is happening for that goods delivered. Oracle process manufacturing, entire manufacturing process is getting covered here. Oracle MRP, like we had discussed, the same MRP is controlled here also. Accelerate MRP, in MRP what will happen is that entire shop floor is planned and all this are getting taken into consideration in Oracle MRP. Oracle Accelerate. So let us more discuss about the Oracle Accelerate. It is a module function that provides access to Oracle's ERP products through a local partner network and packages the products to meet vertical. So the entire vertical is getting covered in by Oracle Accelerate based on the required ERP requirement. Industry requirements like Oracle Accelerate was launched as a set of applications for mid-sized business. The focus for Oracle Accelerate is mid-sized business, which we discussed earlier. And it's good to mention here the Oracle User Productivity Kit, UKP, application that provides a content development, deployment, and maintenance platform. So this is also being used in the Oracle Accelerate. So where the productivity kit from where the users can, from the enterprise can do the development at their end itself instead of going to Oracle team for each and every development. And this is being managed by the partners itself. Next comes Oracle Fusion, which is nothing but the Fusion middleware, which acts as a middleware and is a control location for the incoming and outgoing traffic. Comprises of the Oracle's application server and other technology stack components that Oracle has acquired in past few years. For Oracle Fusion applications is Oracle's next generation suite of applications that eventually replace e-business suite. So, it will assimilate best of breed features from e-business. So, the next step to e-business suite will be Oracle Fusion applications, which will be including of e-business suite, JD Edwards, PeopleSoft, Sybil. Fusion application is built on top of the Oracle Fusion middleware technology stack using Oracle's Fusion architecture. So, like, if you require Fusion applications, Oracle Fusion middleware is a must. using Oracle's Fusion Architect as blueprint. With these releases, Oracle is not only moving to the next generation technology stack, but it'll also together the best in class underpinnings to of each of the incumbent suites. So all these suites which we are seeing earlier are clubbed together as Oracle Fusion application, and this can be used by and this is target is mid business sector. It's a standard business based technology reference architecture or blueprint for building applications. And Oracle Fusion architecture is based on model driven, service and event enabled, information centric, grid ready, standards based core principles. So Oracle Fusion's architectures are service oriented architecture and event driven architecture, EDA technology. This consists of integrated service environment, ISE, to develop services. So the services can be developed by the enterprise itself, so that they can new services can be for integration, new services can be developed by them and access can be given to multiple users. The multi-protocol enterprise service bus ESB is used for integrating multiple applications. A services registry for discovering and managing the life cycle of services. So the service registry can be maintained so that whatever services that are being created or being used can be identified, and we can find out from the start to end of the particular services, when it can be started, when it has been used, and how and who has utilized this particular service can be seen from the service registry itself. A BPL based orchestration engine to tie services into business process. The Oracle Fusion Architecture's SOA and event driven architecture technology consists of a business rules engine to enable business policies to be captured and automated. So these business rules can be done by a functional guy and not a technical guy at all. So by this, no code, low code is being implemented by Oracle. A web services management and security solution to enforce authentication and authorization policies on services and to monitor services and process for compliance to SLA. So service level agreements can be integrated, can be done by the use of the authorization and authentication process, and role-based authentication approval mechanisms can be done in the Oracle Fusion architecture. So some of the components of a Fusion midware or for e-business suite or application server, which is going to be the where application resides, BPA suites, business process analysis, whatever is a business process that are running in the solution can be seen by the administrator. Business integration, business intelligence, BA reports can be generated from the system. Identity management for user management. SOA shoot, service oriented architecture shoot, can be done by the system, by through which the services can be deployed, implemented, started and stopped. Web center shoot, through which if you are going to have web access to the users, that can be managed,